looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
17.4%. That's it. That is the number of the eligible population we need to get fully vaccinated before our 70% threshold is met. Just 17.4%. I mean, it is tantalisingly close, isn't it? But while it's very exciting, I know for a lot of you, the road to recovery will be long and hard. Now, I spoke with a good mate at the weekend who runs a business in Penrith, and he made it very clear that New South Wales reopening in a few weeks just won't be enough. His business relies heavily on domestic and international travel, and he's deeply concerned that the hesitancy of some states to reopen their borders will spell disaster. So with that in mind, it's time for our two most populous states, New South Wales and Victoria, to institute a fully vaccinated travel bubble once we're both at 70% of the eligible population double jabbed. To manage COVID, our governments need to get the balance right between health and the economy. Clearly, the lockdown was heavily tilted in favour of health, and so it should be. But once we're at 70%, we really need to start squaring the ledger. There are industries that have been absolutely smashed in these past 18 months. Tourism and hospitality in particular. I mean, imagine how those hard-working Australians must be feeling with so much uncertainty on the road ahead. So once we're at 70% vaccination, it's time for the country's two most powerful premiers, Gladys Berejiklian and Daniel Andrews, to show true leadership and set us on the path to freedom. Now, I have no doubts that Gladys Berejiklian would back in a travel bubble with Victoria, but would Daniel Andrews follow suit? You do sense, though, the Victoria Premier is coming around to the reality that the Delta strain is here to stay. He's been saying the right things when it comes to promoting vaccination and starting to live alongside the virus. And when you consider the crippling effect of his lockdowns on the community, you can hardly blame him for sniffing the breeze and realising people need a bit of hope on the horizon. The heat is on the Victorian Premier to give the businesses of his state some much-needed relief and assistance. Daniel Andrews must put his political dislike of New South Wales and the Liberal Party to one side. He must not be swayed by his Labor colleagues in other states and in Canberra, who continue to play hardball and put up unnecessary roadblocks. Chairman Dan has a golden opportunity to reach across the political divide and put the southeast of Australia back in business. So, let's get the people of New South Wales and Victoria back in jobs. Let's get planes back in the air and let's get on with life. A fully vaccinated travel bubble at 70% double dose is the first step to a brighter future.